One thing you didn't mention is the amount of waste that you produce or what the average household produces. Do you know what the statistics are for the U.S. versus what you put out per year?
Yeah, I haven't heard recent numbers on the U.S. I know it's something like a football field every month or something like that, stadium. We've really cut down on that, doing things as much as changing the way we live to cut packaging for food. So we used to get a lot of cheese, which had its little plastic wrapping around it. But now we buy milk. We had a dairy for 15 years, but since the boys left, we turned that over. And now we buy milk from a local dairy, and we make cream sauces instead of cheese on things. So that's eliminated our waste to zero for the food. We still have Ziploc bags that we freeze our vegetables in, some of those things. But we don't have garbage pickup. So occasionally when we're somewhere with a garbage can, we'll drop our one bag in and continue on. So we've reduced it greatly. The biggest waste addition is whenever we do building projects. If there's plastic involved or the wrapping, they'll wrap the wood piles with plastic, or some of our agriculture things where drip irrigation lines become broken or things like that. And so it's more in the business aspect of our operation that will generate some waste. But the idea of the Round River is to eliminate that concept from the cycle, where there is no waste, only a resource. One of the places we've been successful with that is in our quote-unquote wastewater. I basically invented a wastewater system that eliminated the concept of waste, and it provides a drip irrigation system that uses very little energy. Then we have to be careful with what we put in the water, but we're able to use our wastewater to irrigate orchards or greenhouse crops and bring it into our resource category. And so our water system up here is pretty much fully the Round River, but there are some other systems that we haven't gotten there all the way. We're close. One of them is cooking. We cook with wood in the winter. We have solar ovens in the summer. We have an electric burner for cooking when we have extra electricity. But we still use one of those grill propane tanks, one of those small white tanks, one or two per year. And that's pretty much the only fossil fuel left for our household use. And we're hoping to eliminate that over the next couple of years with some ideas we have.